Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. You know, sometimes I feel like I sound like a broken record. And when I know some of you, oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. Some of you go back and you listen to all the podcasts starting at podcast number one. And when I started podcasting, I was very cognizant of the fact that I do that. Like when I find a podcast that I like, I go to number one and I listen all the way through. And I don't necessarily want the person who I'm listening to repeat the same concept over and over again. Like the whole point of a podcast is that you get so much new information. And so I was doing that, like new information. But then I really thought about it. And I thought, you know what? Part of what helps me take action, and I am a learner by trait. Like whenever I do any of those tests, like number one, I'm an analytical learner. Not everybody is, but that's what I am. And so If I listen to an audiobook, I read a book, I take notes, I retain a lot of information that I hear. So I don't like a lot of repetition because I focus a lot on what I'm learning. So I didn't want to provide a lot of repetition in my podcast because I want you to get new information. I want you to think differently. I want to grow and expand on what you are learning. However, sometimes I actually reread the book, The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. I had read it like in 2012 and I thought it was a great book. I reread it last summer and I'm not even kidding you. I didn't remember 80% of it. I could not believe it. Was like I was reading a brand new book, and I know I read the entire book the first time. It was like, wow. But however, when I read it the next time, I realized that there was so much. He's so brilliant. There was so much he had talked about in that book that I didn't have any framework of business knowledge in my brain to hang on, that it totally, you know, went right over my head. I totally missed it. 80% of the book I missed. And I'm sure if I went back and reread that book now, I would get even more out of it. It's kind of like why I can read the Bible over and over again and always get more out of it every time. You get more out of a book each time you read it, if the book is well written and has a lot of meaty content in it. So I was thinking about with my podcast episodes. I know it's true in the 100 Day Program, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But I was also thinking about, well, it's okay to repeat information in podcast episodes. I always try to give a different spin on it. First thing you're probably thinking about is a Sunday basket. I almost feel like I've beaten that horse to death, the Sunday basket. And now we have a whole nother Sunday basket podcast just so I don't talk to you about it all of the time, because I do. I mean, it's what I talk about podcasts on. And then it's amazing. Like I did this little 30-minute interview on one of those free web things for everybody who wants to get organized. And there was all this new interest in the Sunday basket. Where's the Sunday basket been all my life? I need the Sunday basket. This is the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm like, oh yeah, there are always new people coming into the podcast. There are always new people finding Organized 365. And that's where you start. You start with the Sunday basket. So go on and search in your podcast player, or just go to sundaybasket.com and you'll find the podcast about that. I'll teach you how to make a Sunday basket. And then the 100 Day Program, which is what we're going to talk about today. The 100 Day Home Organization Program that I have, that I launch 3 times a year. I launch it in January. I used to launch it at Memorial Day, but we're actually launching it now, the last week in March, beginning of April in 2018. And then we will launch it end of August, and it will start on Labor Day. The reason why we start this at those times is those are natural times when you're ready to get organized. And when I was waiting until Memorial Day to launch this version of the 100 Day Program, really thinking about teachers who are still teaching, I was missing all of you that are like outside doing yard work, cleaning windows, cleaning your whole house because it's spring cleaning time, like you're ready to go. So we're going to open up the 100 Day Program. Don't worry, teachers, I've got your back. Hold on to me at the end of May. We got something for you too. So the 100 Day Home Organization Program is open. You can go register at organize365.com/100-days. That's how you get in. That's where you get the wait list. If you're on my newsletter list, this is when you get all the emails about the 100 Day Home Organization Program if you're not a member yet. Now, I know, this is what I know about home organization from my analysis of you. I realize that if you have not been organized before, or you've tried and failed and feel like there's no hope for you to be organized, it takes a solid 6 months or more of you listening to the podcast to finally believe me that you are able to be organized. And usually your first step will be making a Sunday basket. Signing up for a Sunday basket workshop, making a Sunday basket takes about 6 to 8 weeks for that to really become a habit and for you to have a wow moment where you email me, which I love, keep doing that, where you say, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. I was in the car and my husband called me and he wanted to know where something was. And I was able to say it's in this folder, in this Sunday basket, and boom, he had it. I've never been able to do that. That is amazing. I am a rock star. Yes, you are a rock star. It takes time listening, believing me, believing yourself, trying with the Sunday basket. And then you start to think, she's launching that 100-day program again. I wonder if it would really work for me. They say it works. I don't know if it would really work for me. Would it work for me? And three times through. Why do I have to do it three times? I know I'm going to be able to go through it and just do it once. And I'm going to get it done all at one time. I have a friend who says, quit telling them it's going to take three times. Just get them in there and then let them find out it's going to take three times. I want you to know it's going to take three times. I guess maybe I'm not a good salesperson. I want you to know what you're getting into. I want you to know what you're getting into with the 100-day program. Two things. Number one, I want you to know it's going to take three times and that you can do it and that it works. Those things you know when you join the program. And number two, I want you to make an investment. This program works. It is everything you need. It includes a planner and all these other things. Planner, a Facebook group, a weekly Facebook Live with me where I answer everybody's pre-submitted questions. You get a daily email. You get a daily video. You have a membership site. It has all the things. But it's not free. It is an investment. It is a $500 investment to be in the 100-day program. But it's a lifetime investment. Once you join, you don't only do it three times. You do it lots of times. Some people are getting ready to start their eighth time. And now it's just maintenance for them and camaraderie, and they're still doing it. It is such an active group. I can't get over it. Part of why I think it's so active is because it is $500. Like, and no, there are no discounts. There's no discounts. It's $500. Part of the transformation of the 100-day home organization program and any program like it that you purchase, part of the transformation happens in the transaction of your wallet. I used to feel bad about that. Should it be less? Can I give a discount? All of those things. But then I thought about my own journey in business, in home, in whatever. What you pay for, you value and you do more. Now, could you pay for it and not do it? Maybe. But I really haven't, I haven't had people tell me that that happens. You may only get a couple weeks in and join us the next time we launch it again. That's okay. That's no problem. Also, you're never going to get through a perfect 100-day program. And you need to hear that a couple of times. You've probably heard me talk about the 100-day program before. You're never going to have a perfect 100 days. My son's graduating. I'm running my own national convention. I'm not going to have a perfect 100 days the next 100 days. Someone's going to get sick. I'm getting new windows. All of these things are going to happen. And life goes on. Do the days you can. Move on. It's about progress, not perfection. Now, I want to start by reading this email from Marcy, which spurred on another thought that I had, but what she told me in this email, I had never heard before in my entire life. So Marcy says, I thought you might find the following information interesting and encouraging, although you probably have already associated this or been told this, especially as a teacher. No, Marcy, I had not. I think one of the reasons I so enjoy your method, train of thought, etc., is because it seems to resemble the type of education we do in our homeschool. We use the classic model. It is based off of trivium, grammar stage, dialectic stage, and rhetoric stage. At the grammar stage, you are just absorbing information and learning the vocabulary of the topic or subject. At the dialectic stage, you are asking more questions. You don't simply want to know the what, but the why. And finally, at the rhetoric stage, you become well-versed and are able to lead others. All the while, you are integrating the subjects. The classic model has been around for a long time. Dorothy Sayers, a contemporary of C.S. Lewis, presented a speech, The Lost Tools of Learning, at Oxford in 1947. It revived the idea of the classic model. She addressed education and our youth. However, as I have become acquainted with this model of education, it is clear that we can tackle any new subject with this model at any age. It occurred to me that you are using this idea, whether intended or not. It looks to me as though that you are teaching the grammar via podcasts, programs, workshops. Consequently, I am listening as often as I am able. If I hear something I don't understand, I look up the definition or go to the recommended post or podcast that explains it in further detail. Then, as I begin to grasp it, I begin to discuss it with whomever will listen. My spouse, my kids, your sister Emily. I'm excited for the day to get to the rhetoric stage when I can teach others, which is the Sunday Basket Certification Program. So it's so interesting. I have all these pieces. I didn't know that's what I was doing. So Marcy said, what caused this aha moment? I was interrupted in my 100-day program efforts with the emergency of my son's room. It was out of control. He was lucky to find a path. He's still too young for me to just look at him and say, please declutter and organize. He doesn't know the tools to do this. He is old enough to help me go through his things, but it was obvious that I needed to pause and work there for a short period of time. Though in ways, as an added stress, I realized it wasn't as stressful as it would have been a year ago. Why? You have shown me the tools to declutter and organize. I simply began doing everything that I would have done in any other room of my house. You use the same process for everything. I'm sure a year from now, I will know more and will do things differently, but I no longer feel overwhelmed with clutter, disorganization, and paper. It will take a while to get through it all. You guys, it will take a while to get through it all, but I'm excited to work on everything. I'm not any kind of expert on the classical model of education. I'm still growing in my understanding. So don't just take my word at face value. But if it's ever an interest of you and research for self, maybe this is just my opinion, but I wanted to say thank you and hopefully encourage you and your team. The Lord is using you to make a huge difference in my life. I am extremely grateful for you all. Oh my gosh, I could cry. This email came right as I had, and I think I've articulated this on the podcast maybe before, right as I had realized that, three times through, that's the Montessori teaching method, which is something that I've been trained in and I have taught in a Montessori classroom. So in a Montessori classroom, they group students by age, but not by grade. So you have your 3-year-old, 4-year-old, and kindergartners all in one classroom. And there are three teachers, but all the teachers work with all of the groups. So you have a lead teacher for the threes and the fours and the kindergarten, but each teacher teaches all of the subjects and helps all of the students. It's just the one teacher is in charge of the reporting for each grade level. Similarly, first, second, and third grader together, in the school I taught in, there were two teachers for that grade. And then fourth, fifth, and sixth is together, and then seventh and eighth. And before I left the school I was in, we moved sixth grade into the seventh and eighth, and we made fourth and fifth on their own. So 2 or 3 years usually is in a group. And what happens when you are in the same classroom with the same teachers for 2 or 3 years is you get a much different education, depth of education, than you do when you are in one classroom for 1 year with one teacher, and then you go to the next classroom. What happens is you and your classmates are with each other through all of the grades, but you and your teacher are not. And in Montessori, when you start as a first grader, you have classmates that are 2 years older than you. And when you're in the third year, you have two classmates that are 2 years younger than you. So you actually are with 5 years worth of students in the Montessori model, not just your age peers. So you learn some of those, how to be mentored and how to mentor while you're actually in the educational setting. Now, the other thing that Montessori does is it repeats the curriculum over and over again at a different level. So the group presentations to the first, second, and third graders are going to be, some of those are going to be presented every single year, but the expectations and the work that you do with that presentation are different based on if you're a first year, second year, or third year in that classroom. And you get a different depth, of education in each area. The other interesting thing, and I love about Montessori education, is that you get to move at your own pace. So you need to do 5 math lessons a week, and you need to do 5 English lessons and 5 history, and you have your assignments, but you get your assignments at the beginning of the week, and you are able to do them at your pace as long as they get done. And so you need to get your work done. And if you really, really love math, you can do all 5 of your math lessons on Monday. Or let's say you really don't like math, but you want to get math out of the way for the week. You can get all of your math lessons done on Monday and then have the rest of the week where you may have math lessons, but you don't have math work due. Additionally, in the Montessori way of educating, if you can get your basics done, then you can deep dive into things that you are more passionate about. So let's say you love math and you got your basic 5 done. There's nothing stopping you from doing 15 more that week. You can literally go through 2, 3, 4 years of math in 1 year if your skill set is there and your work ethic is there and you have the time to manage it. You have to do all of the subjects, but you can deep dive in the one that's your favorite, and there's really no limit of how far you can go because the teacher will pace with you. Or in the school I was in, we would bring in experts. If you outpaced us as teachers, we would bring in other programs that you could do. So you were not held to the level of your peers or the curriculum if you wanted to excel faster, even in just individual subjects. And the other thing we are able to do in Montessori education is, like, so when I taught middle school, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. I did in 2011 and 2012. I mean, some of my best years teaching were teaching middle school math and science. I loved it. It was during some political elections. It was when the tsunami hit Japan and the nuclear fallout helped from that. And, you know, those real life events, we would just tie those into our curriculum, and we would have morning meeting, which was usually an hour long, and we would talk to the students about what was going on in the real world. And then we would pull that into our curriculum studies. Very similar to how I teach you on the podcast. I am very thoughtful about how I bring out these podcast episodes. I want, if you're listening in real time, I want the podcast episode to be like so spot on, like, oh my gosh, you're right. I am outside trying to figure out the mulch, or it's too cold today, but it was so warm yesterday. So I have all the windows open and I'm cleaning the entire house, and I do want to get started on the 100-day program. How do you always know when I want to get started on the 100-day program? Well, because I'm the teacher and I am looking at the classroom, which is you. And I'm thinking, okay, well, this would not be the time where I teach you how to do holiday baking. This would not be the time where I have you go through your pool equipment. It's April. We're not going through pool equipment right now unless you're in Florida, and then I'm just jealous. So I do want to meet you where you are, and I want to incorporate whatever real life events are going on while knowing this is a podcast. So you may be listening to this 2 years later in the middle of the fall. And then maybe it's not as seasonally relevant as it could be. But when I thought about how we teach in Montessori education and the 3 times I say that you want to go through your spaces, it made so much more sense to me, especially after getting Marcy's email. Some really popular podcast episodes that I have were recorded in the beginning of 2017, and they were the 3 steps to getting organized: declutter, organize, and then increase productivity. I think it was 144, 45, and 47 or something like that. We'll have them in the show notes. Those podcasts taught you the steps to get organized anytime you get organized. Even today, if I'm going to sit down and get ready to do work at my computer, first I declutter my desktop, I declutter my physical workspace. Then I organize whatever I'm going to work on. Today it's recording podcasts. So I organize, okay, these are the podcasts I'm recording. I take some notes. I look up some podcast episodes, although I forgot to look up the last one I just told you about. I get my microphone ready. I make sure it has a new battery in it. So I'm organized. And then I increase productivity and I actually do whatever it is I'm doing. Those three steps don't change. The amount of time taken in each step does change. When you go through the 100-day home organization program the first time, 80 to 90% of your time will just be spent decluttering the space. So you're in the kitchen, and I'm going to spend 21 days taking you through the kitchen. The silverware drawer on its own is a whole day. You may only declutter and put everything back the way it was. You didn't do any organizing. You just decluttered it. That's the only way you're going to get through that space in 15 minutes. Tupperware drawer, we just decluttered it. By the way, we get rid of most of it. That's the easiest way. Just get rid of most of it. Keep whatever still has lids. Move on. We're going to declutter the refrigerator. Clean it out. Add a lazy Susan. Ooh, you did some organizing there. You know, and you're just going to go through and you're going to declutter. You're going to run out of time because when was the last time you really decluttered all of these areas in your house? Probably never. Like some of them, yes, but most of them, no, not at all. How many electronic cords do you have? If you're not in the 100-day program, I want to know how many boxes, brown boxes, do you have of all the random cords in your house for charging things that you no longer charge anymore, or, you know, audio cords or extra cable cords or extension cords. You have so many cords, right? You go through the 100-day program. If you've been through there three times or more, you probably have none. Or you have a really small little box of them because we get rid of all of those. You don't think, I'm going to go down in my storage room today and get rid of all of my extra cords. When nobody does that. When would you ever do that? You don't. But in this program, when I tell you about the cords and I show you the video and I tell you to do it the first time through, actually, you go and you talk to your spouse, could we please get rid of the cords? And they say, no, we cannot. We need to keep those. It's like the label on the mattress. We need to have it. Like, why? So they also have to get on board sometimes. You just declutter. Most of it is decluttering, and you'll get a few cool organizing things, like maybe a lazy Susan in the kitchen. Maybe you'll buy new hangers in your closet. You know, maybe you'll get that little cord organizer. I show you, it's actually a photo organizer I have you use to organize cords. Maybe you'll do that one. That's about all you do. Maybe you buy a couple of things, but really, you're decluttering almost the whole time through that first 100-day program. And newsflash, you probably won't make it through the 100 days. One person has so far, and it's Amanda, the audio editor. She literally got through all 100 days the very first time. I've never seen it happen. I'm like, I cannot believe you did that. And if she missed days, she went back, she made up the days, and she put it all in the Facebook group. Like, she is like the A-plus student. Now, you should know she's listened to every single podcast episode because she edits them. So she did kind of have her mindset definitely ready to go, but she did them all. I know you're listening, Amanda. Great job. So you're probably not going to get through the 100 days. While you're decluttering, your other goal the first time through is to give yourself grace. I'm going to give you grace. I'm going to constantly tell you to give yourself grace. You need to learn to give yourself grace. You're on the journey. You made the investment. You bought the program. It's a lifetime thing. We're going to do this over and over and over again. I'm not going anywhere. So take the pressure off of yourself. Don't stress about it. There's no expectation that this is going to be done in 100 days and done perfectly. The expectation is you're now going to start putting some action behind that mindset that you're getting from listening to podcasts so much. Your mind has changed. You're starting to make some organizational changes on your own. You might already have the Sunday basket. You've hit a couple of the areas you know in your house how to organize, but there are a whole bunch of areas in your house you don't know how to organize, and we don't really have a podcast on it. And how do you do that? Those are in the 100-day program. Like, you're ready. You're ready to start the 100-day home organization program school. You're ready to enroll, and you're enrolled, and you're a freshman, and you're going through, and your job is to just find that 15 minutes a day. That's probably the hardest part. Start to declutter and organize a couple of things. A+, like beyond A+. Great job. The second time through. So if you start now, the second time through will be September. Oh my gosh. If you start now, this is like a great time to start. First of all, if you start now and you declutter in the U.S., summer is when we have garage sales. So if you want to sell anything, this is the perfect time to be doing decluttering, which means when you get to September, the organizing energy in September is fine. It is so nice. Like, you're ready to send those kids off to school, even if you don't have children. I don't care. You remember going to school. There is something about September where you're like, that's right, new school year, ready to get going. And your second time through the 100-day programs will be the first semester of school, and your third time will be the third semester of school. So you will be very positioned well. So September to December, that is when you're going to do more organizing. Newsflash, you're going to go through these spaces and you're going to say, why didn't I get rid of this the first time? Why am I still decluttering? You're still going to be doing 50% decluttering, 50% organizing the second time through. Two reasons for this. Number one, you can never declutter as much as you need to declutter because your mind won't let you. It physically will not let you get rid of 80% of stuff, which is probably what we need to get rid of. The most you can get rid of is 30 to maybe 50%, but really 30% is amazing. You'll be taking bags out of your house so much during the first time through, you're going to start to feel like there's going to be nothing left in your house. And then you can't believe there's still so much in your house. The second time through is when you are going to declutter and you're going to realize, okay, well, I kept these things in this drawer because if I declutter them because I don't need them, then the drawer's empty or the shelf is empty or the closet is empty. So I kept a couple of things because what do you do with an empty drawer, cabinet, or closet? Weird, right? So weird. Because before you started this, you wanted to move because your house wasn't big enough. And now you have an empty drawer. Your first empty drawer or empty shelf in a cabinet will rock your world. You won't know what to do about it. You will want to keep the clutter because you don't know what to do with the empty space. And you have to learn to live with empty space. We spend our 20s and 30s and our whole entire life getting out of our bedroom, into our own place, furnishing our own place, and filling it up. And now we're emptying it. That's so weird. Why are we emptying it? We're not moving. I have empty closets now. I don't know what to do with them either. I'm like, well, maybe we should downsize. And I'm just living with them empty because I don't need that space to be filled up. And you need to learn to live with some more space in your house, some more empty in your house. January 1st, 2019, you will be starting the third time through the 100-day home organization program. This is when you will be doing 50% organizing and 50% productivity. What? Yes, we're finally getting to the productivity thing. People love to talk about productivity, but in order to get productive, you have to declutter and organize first. It's impossible. I can't make you productive if you have clutter and you're not organized. It's just mathematically impossible. So the third time through the program, you will go through these same spaces. You'll declutter probably 10% because there's always stuff coming into the house. You're always going to declutter a little bit. Then you'll be like, all right, last time I put in these organizing systems, this is a time when you might invest some money in doing organizing. I've started to recommend organization products because you guys have asked for them. When I started this program, the whole idea was that you wouldn't need to buy anything else. But now I realize, yeah, you kind of do need to get that knife organizer that goes in the drawer. You do need some Lazy Susans. You may want to do the hot mess room with the Home Depot shelving like I told you about. So you may make investments in your organizing to get the specific organizers you need for your specific items in your specific home. But now you're buying organizers for stuff you want to keep. You're not just buying organizers for all of your stuff so that your clutter looks better. You're actually buying specific organizers to solve a specific problem you have in your own organizing, which leads to increased productivity. This is when you get to your closet for the third time and you say, okay, great. We did the spring, we did the fall. Now I'm back to spring again. And it's time to get rid of these clothes because they don't look good. I don't feel good in them. They're not on trend. And you know what? I think I just want to do the capsule wardrobe thing. So I'm going to do a capsule wardrobe. You may not get rid of all your clothing, but you may set aside a portion of your closet where your capsule is going to be, and you start doing capsule wardrobes, which is increased productivity. When you organize your kitchen, you may decide, okay, now is the time I'm actually going to do online grocery ordering, meal planning, and have some kind of a process to my meal ordering. Increased productivity. Now you're in your bedroom and you say, I like it to be a condo like Lisa does. I want to have my office and do my crafting in my bedroom too. I need some different furniture in here. I need to move crafting stuff out of the basement into my loft. Whatever it is, I want to increase productivity. I know. I do everything wrong in the bedroom. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. So the 100-day home organization program is open. Registration is open until April 3rd. Yes, you get a planner when you register. Your first planner is included. If you're already in the 100-day home organization program, you are getting an email to get your planner. If you've already ordered them, like you can order one or three. If you already had ordered three, your planner is already in the mail. It may already be at your house actually by now, but it's definitely already in the mail. You've gotten a shipping confirmation for that. If you want to order a planner, go ahead and order a planner. We are ready to get organized. This is like school. Over in the Sunday Basket podcast, I'm going through the new binders that I have, the medical, financial, home operations, and home reference. And in there, when I was talking about the home reference binder, I said, we need to start thinking about our house as a person. This is going to change everything going forward about how we organize our time and we think about our home. If you think about your house as a family member, so in my family, I have a spouse, I have two kids, and I have a dog. And if I think of my house as also a family member, I am going to prioritize my time and money and do things differently. So if my house is a family member, here's how I run my week. Monday through Thursday night, I am all about Organize 365 all the time. Like I work like crazy Monday through Thursday night. Friday is a flex day. I do whatever I need personally. I pick up, the kids are actually done with school somehow earlier on Fridays. It's just kind of a flex day. Friday is all about Greg and the kids. What do Greg and the kids need? Laundry, household stuff. And that's where I'm going to put my house too. My house is actually on Sunday. On Sunday is when I do the Sunday basket and crafts and prepare my week. That's the day I think about my house. My Sunday basket is my inbox for the things I do for my house. Bills, repairs, appointments, landscaping, all of the things we need to do for our house. The 100-day home organization program is like school for your house. So I put my kids in preschool, I put Hunter in daycare, and I'm putting my house into the 100-day home organization program. There are a lot of things you do for your house, a lot of maintenance and repairs and decorating. Your house needs the 100-day home organization program. It's burdened, it's overloaded, it needs to be decluttered. So I would love for you to join us in the 100-day home organization program and know that you are joining into a classroom of learning and growing and developing and growing over time. And it's not going to be perfect and it's not going to happen in one go through. That's why it's a lifetime membership. I would love for you to join us. Go to organize365.com/100-days. I'll see you on the inside.